Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3cla.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
I want to thank everybody who's joining us on iChurch in Spanish and in English. Thank you for being with us today. Hopefully we'll say something that will help you on your walk in this terra firma. Of course, I've been teaching on the tabernacle. As I was driving the other day, I'm not going to teach you the tabernacle. The Holy Spirit began to deal with me about the long range effect in regards to the birth of Yeshua. But first of all, we just simply want to say Christmas is not a Bible concept. No one ever in the early church celebrated Christmas. I'm not putting it down though. Christmas is from Catholicism and from what the Catholic Church called Mass. Some of you who have been aware of that. And so taking Christ and Mass, they came up with Christmas. And but the celebration, well, let's first say that Yeshua was probably not born in December. He was probably born in September when you think about it really doesn't matter whether it was December or September, he was born. And that's the important issue, is that he was born. It doesn't make a difference what the date is. Most of the time on what we call Christmas, you know, we celebrate joy to the world. The Lord has come, and that's beautiful. But we don't necessarily talk about the long range effect that the birth of Yeshua has upon Yahweh's plan for the whole world. It doesn't stop on the day of the birth. And of course, we understand that it's for salvation, but there's a lot more involved in the plan of Yahweh when he sent his only begotten son into the world to save the world. His desire, God's desire, was to create a new world. Not just save people, but to create a new world. Because when Adam was made, Adam was the perfect man. He had the perfect relationship with Yahweh. The garden was the perfect place. Everything was good. But when we're on our own, we normally mess up stuff. And of course, Adam and Eve messed it up. But the Holy Spirit began to minister to me as I was driving. And I might be able to give you a clue of how you can sometimes hear God. You got to get quiet. So what I did for the last 6 months or so, I have not listened to any radio in my car. I turn it off. And in my driving, I just meditate on God. And so the Holy Spirit began to deal with me to talk about what Yahweh's ultimate plan was when he sent his son into the world. And he gave me three things that Yahweh was to accomplish by this. Of course, the first thing was to restore the fellowship with man. The second thing was to restore the fellowship of man one with another. And the third thing was to restore the fellowship of man with nature and God's creation. See, we are out of fellowship with all of that. Man is destroying the planet. You can't tell him anything. He don't listen to nothing. And even the good things that he's put in to save the planet, this last president is overturning all of that. Men and women and children are dying every day in Yemen and in Syria. And the saddest thing is that children are dying, trying to escape the persecution or the poverty of their nation right here in this hemisphere. You probably heard of a little girl, that 7-year-old that died when her father and her tried to come through the desert and get to the United States. It's a sad thing when people are so oppressed and so hungry and live in so much poverty that they would risk their lives to try to get to a better place. All over the world today, children are starving. Storms are raging. Drought is happening. Famines are going on. And yet we have not come to the understanding of why this is happening and what God wants to do about it. We don't look at the long range plan of God. He wants to change all of this and bring us into a perfect world with perfect fellowship. And I have longed in my heart to see truth, to see honesty, to see people who love one another regardless of race or gender. God has a plan, and that plan includes all of that. And so we just want to start out today with Romans 8. And if you would just give me some time and some of your attention, we will try to delineate what God's long-range plan is. Not just to save you, but God's long-range plan for humanity. First of all, he wants to restore fellowship. But I want to read this first. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons, it says here children, but of the sons of Yahweh. So here it is talking about the natural earth. The natural earth is waiting for the promise that God one day will restore the divine plan. And the earth, it says, groaneth and travaileth in pain, waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. So even the natural earth understands that God has made a promise of restoration. And so the earth is waiting. See, what we fail to understand, whatever God creates, it lives. We look at the earth and the dirt and all of that and think it's dead. But it lives. And it has pain. And so the Bible said, let me get that part. The whole, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. When you see the earthquake shaking the world, it is the earth in pain from what is being done to it. They are digging into it. They are extracting the liquids of life from it. They are pausing in the atmosphere. And so the earth is shaking in pain. The earth is rolling and turning and because of the pain of it is suffering from the hands of man. You see the storms raging across the world. It is the world, the atmosphere reacting to the poison. And all that is put there in the atmosphere is alive. And is reacting to what is happening to it. But even the earth understand that God has a long-range plan. Amen. That will deliver even the earth from what it is suffering today. The first thing God wants to do is to restore the fellowship. Restore the fellowship. You see, Yahweh would come down in the cool of the day. And him and Adam would walk in sweet fellowship one with another. Adam's soul was not dominant. His spirit was connected to God. And so they had sweet fellowship. Adam had power to control the atmosphere. And they would walk together. Until one day God came and Adam wasn't there. And he called out, Adam, Adam, where are you? Did you eat of that tree? Were you disobedient? And of course, Adam had disobeyed God. and the downward plunge of man and God's great creation started. And it is coming to an end. The first thing God wants to do is restore the fellowship. Let's look at Romans 5. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled. Reconciled just simply means change. We were changed from an enemy to a friend. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only us, but we also, but not only so, but we also joy in Yahweh through our Yeshua Mashiach, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And so the idea is that we have no fellowship anymore. Now, I'm not saying you, but I mean at the world as a whole, with God. And God wants to reconcile, to change that relationship. You say, well, I never was an enemy of God. Sure you were. Anytime you are disobedient to God, you are his enemy. And I don't know about you, but I had a lot of disobedient years with God. I used to play a game. When people were talking good about God, I talked bad about it. And when they were talking bad about God, I talked good for it. Because to me, it was just a game. It didn't mean anything. I was an enemy of God. I didn't care what God did. Didn't care what God wanted. Didn't care what his word said. I was doing the human thing. But it says here in Romans that we are to be reconciled, to be brought back to a correct divine relationship. God is going to restore divine order in the world. And that would include reconciliation. Now let's look at Revelation. I'm going to hurry along. I know I don't have much time. But if you start tipping out, you make me go faster. So just got to hold on here with me. Revelation 21:1. And this is Yohanan seeing the vision of the plan of Yahweh on the Isle of Patmos. He wrote this. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there were no more seas. And I, Yohanan, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle, the Mishkan of Yahweh is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their God. God want to restore the relationship where there's one people and there's one God. There's not a God for the Jehovah Witness, a God for the Baptist, a God for the Catholic, a God for this and that, a God for the Islamic. There will be one God and one people. Fourth verse. And Yahweh will wipe away all tears. I don't know about you, but this earth has caused me to cry many tears. Yahweh will wipe away all their tears, wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Nobody will be dying. We'll be mourning and going to funerals. All of that in perfect divine order will be done away with. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things passed away. God is restoring. He said he's going to restore divine order. And that means divine fellowship with humanity. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. So that is Yahweh's first purpose, is to restore divine fellowship. His next purpose is to restore divine relationship, men and women to men and women. Restore the fellowship that men should have and women should have with one another. See, this is a long-range plan of Yahweh. Look at Tehillim 133. We've read it, but I want to show you what pleases God. Behold, first verse. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God wants men, no matter what race they call themselves, no matter how their eyes are made, no matter what type of hair they have, no matter what the texture or the color of their skin, to be able to reach out to one another in brotherly love. And this is talking about what it will be like when God restores divine order. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Even in the church, we are not doing that. We have chaos even in the church of Yeshua. We have discord even in the church of Yeshua. God wants to restore the divine fellowship, man with man. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment. This is talking about the apocryphy, that ointment that God gave Moshe the recipe for. And that was something that was divine. It smelled divine. It was divine. They couldn't use it on anything except for what God wanted to be used for. You couldn't use it for perfume, even though it had a great aroma. It wasn't to be put upon the flesh. It was to be an anointing oil. And so that's how, this is the only way these writers can put these things. See, when we hear the writings from these men were way back there in time. And the only thing they could relate to are things that they knew. So he says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I would love to see that. I would love to see men and women, no matter where they are from, love one another, have fellowship with one another. That's God's divine plan. And he's going to bring it to pass. It is like the precious ointment upon the head. Upon a precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even a Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. In that dry and desolate land, the dew would descend upon the mountain and cool and refreshing early in the morning. So they talked about it in relationship to that. The dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. The dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So we know he's not talking about just that mountain. He commanded the blessing. When God restored the fellowship, he commands the blessing upon men and women, no matter where they are from. And he tells us, Yeshua tells us, or at least the apostles tells us, that he has started the process. Look at Ephesians 2, 13. I think I'm going to make it. But now in Mashiach, Yeshua, ye who sometimes was afar off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. For he is our peace, who has made both one. God said he's going to make the Yehudim and the Gentiles one. And has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. All the things that divide us, God has done away with it. But we have not made it to that divine order, to that divine time when it will happen, and those that will not submit to it will cease. God will have his way. He has broken down the walls of partition. And we don't know it yet, but if you're saved, you're not white or black, you're not Mexican or European, you're not African or Asian, you're one if you're saved. He broke down the partition that divides us. And that partition is race. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain of the two one new man, so making peace. We'll realize we're all from the same source. We'll realize there's no difference. There might be a fleshly difference in our appearance. But God is not looking at the outward appearance. God is looking at the man within. And the man within is not black or white. The man within is not Asian or Hispanic. The man within is the God man. And once we take off this old flesh, take off this old mortal and put on immortality, we will enter into divine order where everybody loves one another. Oh my God. Oh, I can hardly wait for that time. He said, so making peace. That's how he makes peace. The thing that divides man is race. But when he makes one new man out of the two, he makes peace. And that he might reconcile both unto Yahweh in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof. How many of you would like to see this happen? Then God wants to restore the fellowship with nature that man has with nature. Man don't understand that nature is his friend. All that God has created is to be in unity. Look at Yeshayahu 11. And so he will actually restore that. Eleventh chapter, first verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. If you all remember last week, we said Yeshua is called the what? The branch. He's that center lamp. Within the lampstand, a deity of God. And the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear or the reverence of Yahweh. Let's skip down to the fifth verse. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reign. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. All of these carnivorous beasts will become docile. Man never ate meat until after Noah landed on Mount Ararat. Beasts was not lions, and whatever was not carnivorous, they did not eat flesh. All of God's creation was in harmony with one another. He says he's going to restore it. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the goat, the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatlings together. And a little child shall play with them. Shall lead them, but shall play with them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of a deadly snake. And the weaned child shall put his hands into the den of the cobra. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the waters covers the sea. So the long range plan of God, when he sent his son to take on himself human flesh, to dwell among men and to die the death on the cross, was to restore divine order. Not just to save individuals, but to restore divine order. And God said, the time is coming when I'm going to do that. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. And the leopard, you know how fierce a leopard is. All of them are carnivores. Men, we won't be slaughtering millions of cows and goats so that we might eat. We will not eat meat anymore. There will not be this competition between nature and man. They all will dwell together in unity. The birth of Yeshua was God's plan beginning to unfold. That I am going to take us back to the Garden of Eden. I'm going to take man back to that place where perfect harmony existed. Where there's no hate. There's no racism. There's no killing. There's no dying. Adam was not created to die. Sin killed him. But he was created to live. And I can hardly wait. I don't know about you, but I want to see that day. I want to see that day when all men and women could look each other in the eye and not have any ill feelings one for another. Now, we can start practicing that now if we can. See, this is the church of Yeshua. There should not be any division here. Everybody should be in perfect harmony with God's plan that we ought to all love one another. We should have no ill feelings one for the other. I want to feel that feeling of perfect unity with each other. That's God's plan. That's God's long-range plan. His short-range plan was to develop the church because of the death of Yeshua. But his long-range plan was first to restore the fellowship, him with man. and then restore the fellowship of man with man, and then restore the fellowship of man with nature. You won't have to worry. Walking, well, it won't be no night, I don't think. We'll all be walking in the light of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There will be no more dying. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more tears for God himself. When you say God shall wipe away tears, it means that he will wipe away the reasons for tears. And if you're like me, you can't live in this earth without crying many tears. You're going to cry. If you don't cry, you need to be locked up in some mental institution. Because this earth, and there will be no more death. We won't be going to mama's funeral. We won't be going to granddad's funeral. We won't be hearing all of these lies people tell about them. They were such a good person. Rest in peace, my brother. We'll see you in heaven. The man, even the one that said it ain't going to heaven. But we'll all be in perfect unity. I love God's plan. I want to see God's plan come to pass. How about you? How about you? You need to get in on this plan. You know, even if you're acting up right now, but if you got the Holy Ghost and you're baptized in his name, at least you're in the plan. If you haven't done that, you're not in the plan yet. And you might be looking from the outside in saying, well, those people ain't loving one another. Those people ain't doing this and they ain't doing that. But you ain't even in the plan. You can't talk about that. You have to get in the plan. God's going to change all of this. There's not going to be division like we have had even in this church and in every church I've ever been in. People supposed to be saved, but they hating one another. Can't stand each other. Have all kind of issues. There's but one issue, and that's to serve God. When we serve God, we ain't going to have all this stuff going on. So my brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost wanted me to share that with you, that God's got a long-range plan of restoration, of bringing things, changing things from what they are to what they should be. And you ought to want to be part of that plan. I know I do. And if you're not in the plan, this is time to get in the plan. Now, don't look at the folks that you know ain't doing right who are in the plan. At least they're in the plan and they got a chance to get it right. But you're not in the plan. All you can do is get in the plan. And it's up to every man and every woman that's in the plan to do what is right by God. Bow your heads. Father Yahweh, we come to you in the blessed name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We thank you that you have a plan for the world. Your plan is to make things new, to reverse the corruption and bring everything back to righteousness. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we want to be part of that plan. We want to live in that new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. We want to be the sons and daughters of Yahweh without rebuke. Help us. Help us. Because as long as Satan is the prince of the power of the air, As long as he's the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, we will always have chaos and hate and death. But Father, we want to see your plan come into fruition, the plan of love, of unity, the plan of a new earth and a new heaven wherein dwelleth righteousness. We thank you for that. In Yeshua's mighty name, Amen. Keep your head bowed. There might be someone here today that regardless of what